agency soon will be allowed to use persistent cookies on their website without going through a tough appeal process. Persistent cookies are pieces of code that track users' preferences or web behavior. For the last decade, agencies were not allowed to turn this function on their websites. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us to explain why that change is coming. And so why the change to allow agencies to use these persistent cookies?
Well, there's a big push from OMB, from this administration, for something called a context-driven government. And we've heard that from the federal CIO, Vivek Kundra, many times during his speeches. And this is the idea where agencies are providing really meaningful information in a way that it's easy for citizens to find and understand. So instead of just putting everything up on a website and hoping they find it, it's really are we providing information in a context that they can understand? Now, if you want to move or have a context-driven government, you have to know what citizens are looking for, how they do their searches, how they find things. And without these persistent cookies, it's much harder to understand trends and their citizens' needs. Now, OMB is developing a policy to allow persistent cookies on websites. As of now, the new policy, it's in draft, would have agencies let users or visitors opt out or opt in to the use of cookies, and it'd be very clear that this website is using cookies. And the end goal really is to measure better service delivery for all agencies, for all websites. Again, it goes back to the idea of meeting citizens' needs.
So why didn't they do this before? Why not allow it from the very beginning?
Well, in 2000, President Clinton issued a policy that says agencies cannot use persistent cookies unless they receive a waiver from the agency head. The fear, according to Mike Howell, who's the deputy administrator for e-government and IT at OMB now, is really that Big Brother fear. The federal government, through cookies, could track what you're doing, your behaviors, and information visitors and citizens have that perception that they don't want the government knowing what they're doing. Howell says, and he wants to be clear about this, this is not what they're trying to do. This is not the case. The goal is better web analytics, to really understand how it works. In fact, the policy, which was reiterated in a pretty well-known letter in the IT community from Roger Baker, who was then at the Commerce Department,
Commerce, right?
CIO, and is now the VA CIO, really gets into details about why the cookies are not a good idea. And in fact, it's been reiterated a couple times throughout the Bush administration as well.
But most commercial sites, if you go to Amazon or eBay or most commercial sites, they all use cookies, right?
That's absolutely right. And in fact, when you go to buy something on Amazon, like you said, it remembers your address, some of your preferences. That's how they do that, through that idea of the.
They always say, "Welcome back, Christopher." It's very nice.
Exactly. Here's something you bought last time. Here's something you may want to buy this time. Well, they're not going to know that unless if they remember about you. And in fact, I think that's part of the reason why OMB can relook at this policy, is because people are used to using cookies, having cookies used on sites that they visit every day. And as Mike Howell said, it's one of those times when the government has to play a little bit of catch up with the private sector. Now, there's also some agencies do use cookies. NIH, for instance, uses cookies for certain websites for scientists who use the site quite often. A website maybe that's run by someone like GSA, who is selling federal, assets, office furniture, cars, stuff like that. If there's repeat buyers, they have turned cookies on so the buyers don't have to re-enter their address every single time. But mostly agency websites, they can't do much with web analytics easily. They can't understand where people are coming from in terms of search. The best they can do is really count website hits. And as we know, that's not a very good metric to understand if you're meeting citizens' needs.
So do they have a time frame for this to all come together, for the new policy at least to come out?
Well, obviously there's a lot of pressure to get web analytics understand meet citizen services, context-driven government. So Mike Howell of OMB says roughly a month or two more, and he thinks the policy will be out. And obviously, the administration is getting a lot of pressure from outside groups. Today, there was a report released by the Federal Advisory Board called the Information Security and Privacy Advisory Boards. And they said, the Privacy Act, the privacy policies have to be updated. And one of those things is the persistent cookie. You really need to look at this policy, revisit it. And in fact, Mike Howell said over at OMB that they have seen the recommendations, and it's part of what they'll consider as they develop the policy.
And I was actually pressing them a little bit because this is one of these areas, and if you're talking about transparency and open government, it baffles me a little bit why they wouldn't do this in some kind of open framework. It's not like cookies are, you know, this is a perfect example to sort of test it out and try and see how an open discussion of this policy could actually go. But it's not out yet.
It's not right. And I think that you make a good point because they could really get an idea if people really worried about cookies. I mean, I think most people don't realize that these persistent cookies, these little pieces of code are even there. I mean, I think it's just convenient to, when you go to Amazon or go to Google or go to wherever, it remembers where you were and who you are. And I think that makes such a big difference. People like that. It's a little bit of personalization, if you will, of the web.
There is. And I was talking to some folks at the conference this morning as well. And the sense that they get is basically people don't trust the government. They trust Amazon. They don't trust the government or agencies. And at least right now, what they're looking at is some kind of opt-out way so people can say, you can either make a choice, yes, I'll have the cookies because I do like that convenience, or I don't want to trust the site. And it does make it a little bit more complex.
Correct. And then the report from the ISPAB, or the Information Security Privacy Advisory Board, they love the opt-in as well. They said, you know, it could be simple as something, remember me button that you see on a lot of sites, you know, so it remembers you as you come back time and again.